Let's cross to the day in sport. Warwick Hadfield joins us this morning. Morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Philip. We'll start with cycling, where this morning there are even more allegations about Lance Armstrong. This time it's nothing to do with drugs. It's about race fixing, and it allegedly involves the Australian cycling legend Phil Anderson. Now, ABC Television's preeminent current affairs program, Four Corners, has discovered sworn evidence that Anderson was in the room when an offer of $50,000 was made to the New Zealand rider Stephen Swart. The young and highly ambitious Armstrong was then taking part in a three-race series, which had $1 million bonus to anyone who could win all three races. Now, Anderson, inter alia, the first Australian to ever wear the Tour de France's fabled yellow jersey, he's told Four Corners investigators he has no recollection of the incident. And last night's Four Corners also showed interviews with people who were in the room when Armstrong admitted to taking performance-enhancing drugs. And you can read the transcript on the Four Corners website or watch it on iView. If there are any Armstrong believers left, even among the paid ones like his solicitor, this would have to have been the final devastating blow. In rugby union, talk about devastating blows. There's been yet another injury setback for the Wallabies. Winger Digby Ioane out of this weekend's Bledisloe Cup game against New Zealand. Ioane has a knee injury which didn't respond well to the long journey home from Argentina. The Australians will have Radiki Samo back though. He's back from that crowded infirmary of theirs as they try to stop the All Blacks winning their 17th game in a row. In cricket, the Australian selectors have made their feelings clear about the 2020 frivolity in South Africa. They've told Shane Watson there are more important things to concentrate on, like the Test series against South Africa over here, and they've ordered the all-rounder home early. Now, he will represent the Sydney Sixers in their Champions League match, or two, in fact, including tonight's game against Yorkshire, before leaving them to their own devices. And in soccer, the World Game Aroos have been told to wake up to themselves ahead of this week's World Cup qualifying game against Iraq. Goalkeeper Mark Schwarzer has also urged his teammates to get the mirror out, to do a Barassi, and have a good old-fashioned hard look at themselves after uninspiring previous performances. I'll be back with more sport later this morning.